Two Bros TV podcast.
Shut up.
You don't like this song.
No, I don't.
That's why it's going to keep repeating.
What are we going to do for our intro?
I don't know. Guess we just start.
I guess this can be our intro. Hi.
Hi.
We're back for episode 4.
Episode 4.
Of the podcast.
Phantom Menace. No, that's not episode 4.
That's not episode 4.
That's episode 1. 4 is Star Wars.
Yeah.
Regular Star Wars.
Yeah.
Sorry to derail. Go ahead.
All right. So the question of the day, as we do, is what is your favorite build that we've done together? That's not...
You mean like a project?
Yeah, project.
Oh, like and not Lego builds.
Not Lego builds.
Okay.
We did that last episode.
Hmm. I built...
Like together.
Something we built together. Okay. Hmm.
That's maybe the definitely not the Lance Bitter, because that's definitely number one.
That's number one. So yeah, what's the next one? I think the Ghostbusters containment unit.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll show it at some point.
But point.
If you guys are fans of Ghostbusters, which you could probably see we are too, we have the Neutrona wand here, and we have I made this for Wyatt as a gift. That's a handmade ghost trap. And we're using it as like part of the story.
Part of the ship.
This is your idea.
So my idea was like this was an extra battery.
Yes.
So we really like Star Wars, Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, Indiana yep. Jones, all those movies. Yeah. So we were thinking of putting like a flux capacitor in here.
Yeah.
You know. So
like combining all those fun
all the movies.
Pop culture 80s yeah. cool movies.
So the story behind my idea of that is I was thinking like, hey, what if we like catch ghosts when we didn't have any power in our land speeder, and then we could plug it into the land speeder and use ghost energy
yeah,
as
use
power.
It. Right.
Somehow.
spooky ghost as power. Look, it even opens.
I know.
Don't open it. Shield your eyes. Look at that.
Yeah.
See, isn't that cool?
Yeah, there's some extra.
The handle broke off because I think we dropped it on something.
Yeah, that's why there's no handle. I kind of like it without a handle.
Yeah, it does fit.
It does
better.
Fit better.
Yeah.
And just feel right.
So yeah.
I think we might keep it like that.
So that's my answer.
Yeah.
The containment unit.
My other answer is definitely the containment unit, uh-huh. but since you chose it.
Sorry.
No,
you sorry. Could choose it too. We can both
yeah,
have the same opinion.
Yeah, I know,
opinion.
But still.
It's all right. Go ahead.
I'm going to choose something else. Probably my gonk.
Oh, yeah.
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 We're not done, but.
Yeah, that looks legit. It's really yeah. cool. We'll show pictures of that too.
Yes.
That is also a power.
It's right here.
Oh, look at that.
If you're watching Whoa. The video, you'll see what it is. Wow.
I'm going to put a picture of like, I don't know, I'll surprise you. Not a gonk. No, I'll put a picture of your gonk and maybe something else.
Oh, no. Because I did put two hands up.
Yeah.
So,
well,
two pictures.
Those are good questions, dude. Because we like yeah. to build projects. You
we
know?
Like to do random stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
We have, I've built furniture and things like that, and I always have scrap wood.
We have, like, most of our furniture is handmade
yeah.
by us.
Yeah.
Like, we have a table here displaying all our Legos and stuff
mm-hmm.
right there that was used to be our TV, but now I have that TV in my room. And yeah. yeah. So now we stained it blue because that's my favorite color and it just matches everything. And then we put all our Legos on it and then built a new TV table,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is we stained it brown, just like another project that we did.
Yep.
And we built it like in like 30 minutes
mm-hmm.
at least. We had the extra stained brown wood, so we yep. didn't have to stain it.
Yep.
And we just put it together, laid it. I mean, we couldn't mm-hmm. fall asleep, so.
Here's a handy tip for you guys.
Yeah.
It might be mostly kids listening, but when you grow up, you can stain wood with black coffee. All right?
Yes.
You can do
Remember
that.
Remember we made that treasure map? where you get like a frying pan and like a thin layer of black coffee and you put a piece of paper in there and it'll like burn the edges.
Yeah, and it looks so it looks really cool. Yeah, you can age paper like that too.
Yeah.
So well, speaking of Legos.
Any tips?
Yeah. And also we were getting into playing, well, first of all, we're big Lego fans. And
we are huge Lego fans.
And Star Wars fans.
Yes.
And we've been patiently waiting
for 2 years.
Yeah. For the Lego Star Wars game
that's coming out supposedly this spring.
Supposedly. Next spring, maybe 2025 it'll be out.
Maybe. They're just saying, I don't know, this spring.
I know, they keep pushing it, but I mean, it must be something really impressive. It must be really great.
It's probably a good thing that they're working on it this hard.
Yeah.
Because that means they're really putting a lot of effort in it.
Right.
To it.
Right. And, you know, because of COVID.
Yeah, that also slowed it down a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
We would have probably already had it if not COVID.
So in place of that, we started playing the original Lego Star Wars game. Yeah. Which was super fun.
Only the three original movies, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and A New Hope. Yeah. And then the prequels, which just skip right over that. We'll just throw those away.
Jar Jar stinks.
Jar Jar stinks. Oh my God. I tried to watch that movie. He's so... Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, we tried to watch it recently. I was like, all right, maybe it's, you know... Better. We were looking at it in the eyes of comparing it to the originals. Everything was filmed.
Yeah, we watched it. It was horrible.
Yeah,
oh
it's bad.
Oh my God, Jar Jar.
Yeah. The CGI is terrible.
Yes, it's...
It doesn't age. It doesn't hold up at all.
And we're sorry to you fans who like the... Phantom prequels. Menace and stuff, prequels.
Yep.
Sorry for making fun of it, but we're not sorry.
I mean, I know some kids grew up with it, so they have a special place in their heart, and that's I can respect that.
Yeah, I respect that.
But you gotta watch the originals.
You gotta watch the originals and see that they're like 100,000 times better than the prequels.
How dare you? How dare you speak ill of the prequels? I was just a boy. I was only a boy. Pod racing, not podcasting. You think you're cool with your podcast? I was a pod racer.
Podcast racer.
Jeez. Well, Darth made an appearance.
Yeah, Darth made an appearance. Oh, and then I guess...
Oh, he left.
He left. Okay, bye.
He had to go.
And while we're still talking about building stuff, this is kind of off topic.
What's a topic? Is that like candy?
That toffee?
Oh, that's toffee.
Yeah, toffee. Topic. Huh? We also built another table.
We did?
Well, not really a table.
I built so many. I don't
know. A shelf.
Yeah.
So my dad... is a collector of old canon Star Wars toys.
Yes.
And to display them, we built a case. Mm-hmm. Well, a giant stand for them.
Yep.
Stained it brown. It's huge.
And when you say we, I can say it's legitimately you help like
50-50. Yes, I helped stain it.
We put it together. Drill. He uses the drill. We put the lights in it. It's really nice.
I used a drill.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm proud of that.
I'm proud of my collection.
It's a pretty big collection. I mean, you got the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
The AT-AT.
Complete Millennium Falcon.
Yes.
And every like a birthday or some kind of event, you always do a great job. And find a nice...
Choosing a nice character.
Yeah, he gets me a nice an action figure.
Yeah, I really pay attention to all the scratches and stuff. Mm-hmm. So?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude.
Got a Jawa and a Greedo.
The Greedo is great. He has both of his eyes and his ears.
Both of his ears are intact.
Yes. His little, teeny, dainty little pinky ears.
Okay, I think we're ready for the dad jokes.
Yes, we're ready for the dad jokes.
Yes, let's do this.
This was, I was trying to segue into Legos, but you actually mentioned Legos already, so
that actually worked. I guess.
That worked out.
Yeah, I guess.
So this is these are Lego related.
Okay.
All right. I have three.
Three? Yeah. Okay.
I've been going above and beyond.
Yeah.
Originally, I was just going to do one, but you know, we got to take it to 150%.
Oh, by the way, episode 5, the first bonus is coming.
Oh, all right. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's going to be.
He doesn't even know.
I have no idea. All right, good.
I thought of it while we were going to the grocery store.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Grocery store.
Is there going to be groceries? A grocery giveaway? Is that what we're going to do?
Like first 5 people to
first
like
five people get butter and milk? No?
No, no, definitely not that.
Hot Wheels car? Oh. I like how you can go to the supermarket and get a Hot Wheels
car. Yeah.
That's fun.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Like, it's a way to get your children to go to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you have to come with us. They're like, aw. And then the parents are like, you can get a Hot Wheels car. And then they'll switch moods immediately.
Yes.
Like, yay!
Yes. Or like a terrible little mini Nerf, but not Nerf gun.
Oh, yeah. Those
some
tiny
kind of
little.
Other weird.
Like, when you get like,
drugstore toys. But then there's Hot Wheels.
So but then good. There's Hot Wheels.
And once in a while, you'll see like a stormtrooper or something.
Oh, yeah. There's sometimes Star Wars characters. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Dad joke. 1 of 3.
Okay.
So the vaccine has been rolling out.
That was a pause.
Yeah, I know, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, by the way, he just got his first vaccine shot.
Yeah. My second vaccine shot is going to come up in 2 weeks. It's awesome.
Pretty good.
I know. Woohoo!
Almost fully vaccinated.
I know. Can't wait till you get it.
Oh my God, yes. Then we can finally go outside and do stuff.
Yeah.
I can't wait till this is over.
We can go to Lego stores again.
Yes.
Some of them are starting.
Can we go to Downtown Disney?
Yes, of course.
Remember that one time? That's when I got the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
It was story time with Wyatt and Ken. So
page one.
I was like 7 or so, like that age. And it was my birthday, one of my favorite days in the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to Downtown Disney as one of the later activities.
Yeah.
And I wanted a Death Star, of course. So I couldn't find it because
I don't think they had a single.
You said I could buy any Lego set, so mm-hmm. I wanted the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
But then there was also a Star Destroyer, and you told me there's nothing inside of it, so I was like, okay, I want something to play with.
Yeah.
So that's when I stumbled across the Millennium Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
Yep.
Sold.
Yeah, it's great.
So yeah, that's when we've been playing that with that for like 4 years.
Yeah, we got a lot of use out of that.
Yeah.
That was a good build.
Yes.
The whole top opens up.
Yes, like little flaps.
Yeah, and there's like little, all the scenes are built into it.
Yes.
Unlike the Kenner, the Kenner one from back in my day, which is
back
amazing.
Back in my day.
Back in my day.
Yeah, that you knew that.
I keep my teeth in my back Star
in
Wars
my
case.
Day. Pretty good.
It's well known. It's famous. It's a great design. Super playable, but it's not. It doesn't have all the features like, you know, the Lego sets.
Yeah, it's got the gunner cannon.
Yeah, I think toy wise, I would say Legos are giving all other toy companies a run for their money. Don't you think?
What do you mean?
Because there's like, you know, you can still buy ships and, you know, play sets and action figures and things like that, but Lego wasn't Lego when I was growing up.
Yeah, Lego
like,
was
they were
like
sets, but
small.
Yeah, they were.
So was Nerf.
Yeah.
That was back in your day. That's not the saying.
How dare you. Back in the 1900s. It was in the 1900s.
Seriously?
Yeah, back in the 1900s.
So Nerf.
We rode bikes with big giant wheels on them and a big front wheel and a little
and
back
the
wheel.
Tiny back wheel. No bikes.
Let me do, all right,
dad jokes.
Okay. We were talking about the Lego stores that are going to be opening up.
I'm so excited.
Did you know they're so popular that people have been lining up for blocks.
You know?
Okay.
You know, I got the joke the first time you said it.
Number two.
I was just indulging the cringe.
In the cringe?
Yeah. Yes. All right. I was just...
just wallowing in the cringe.
I took a bigger...
dose of
bite.
Cringe?
I
oh,
took
bite
a bitter... bit. What? Bitter?
A bitter bite?
I took a bigger bite than I could chew.
Yeah.
Yes. That's okay. The saying.
Great
finally.
Job. Great job.
For the first time, I mastered that.
All right. Here's a question to you that's also a dad joke. It's a dad question.
Oh.
How is walking and Lego manuals the same? How is walking and Lego manuals the same? Or how are walking and... how would you say that?
I have
how
no is, clue. Marco?
You don't know?
No, I have no
stumped.
Clue. I'm stumped.
Stumped. Bricked? No, just kidding. They both have a lot of steps. They both...
I'm just going to give you a deep breath of sadness. Or you can... oh, hi,
that's
Darth Vader.
The deepest breath of sadness.
It's the most quick, too. This one's better.
Ebby. All right, number three.
All right, number three. The last question.
Yeah, the last question.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I've been ready.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
Did you just get rewinded? I think somebody's using
All right, number three. Are you listening? Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you paying attention? Full focus.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
How do you measure Lego minifigs shoe size? How do you measure a Lego minifigs shoe size? That's like a tongue twister. Lego minifig shoe size. How do you measure it?
Oh, I'm so close to it. Mm-hmm. It's right there. It's right there.
Is it?
But yet so far away.
We'll bring it closer.
No, it's nothing? Tugging. It's
still
tugging.
Nothing?
It's lost.
You lost it?
Lost it.
A little Lego fish when flying? Those are the accessories that we don't care about. You get a set that has a fish in it. You're like, nope, don't need that.
Ooh. It's coming in.
Reeling in the answer.
The line broke.
Oh. Well, I got a line for you. Are you ready?
Oh, my God.
This is a good line.
The, like, mini dad jokes in the middle of them are, like, the worst part of this. Like, the transition.
It's dad joke within a dad joke.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I'll repeat the question for those of you that forgot because why it took so long to go fishing. How do you measure Lego minifig shoe size?
I don't know.
In square feet.
Oh, I knew I had it.
Square feet.
I knew it was something blocky. I knew I had it.
Well, that's a good one. I like it. All right. Hold on. Darth is going to make an appearance.
Oh, Darth is coming back.
I like your podcast. You guys talk a lot about Star Wars, and I'm happy about that. Just wanted to let you know. I'll see you next week. May the 4th be with you. That's coming up soon. Just wanted to let you know about that, too. All right?
When is May?
May is when I say it is.
May, look,
the 4th.
I'm going to embarrass myself by not knowing when May is.
You don't know when May is? May
I don't
is
know
when
my
May
month.
Is.
Look, I've been inside for 2 years.
That's true.
Pretty much.
I've been protected from COVID
this
time.
Oh, yeah, giant helmet.
Yes.
He doesn't even have to wear a mask.
No. This is what I sound like in my mask. COVID protected immediately.
It sounds like you are taking, like, deep sickness breaths.
Yes. Maybe I have had COVID all this time, and I'm not that evil.
Dun, dun, dun. It sounds like thick.
Look, I gotta go, okay?
Your breath sounds, like, thick and choppy.
Yes.
Like,
well,
you have a cold.
That's...
like... I don't know what that was. Let's just cut.
There's not a lot to eat. I can't eat through the mask.
Okay, true. Yeah, how does he eat?
That's a good question. That's why I don't fart. My name's not Fart Vader.
Wait, does he have like a little sliding thingy?
Oh, yes, I do. A little window. When I go up to drive-thrus, like, they open their window and I open mine.
Like, you know, the lines part?
Yes.
That like opens up as like a door. Like,
those are my teeth. You didn't like know
tiny
that?
Tiny little lines.
You didn't know those were my teeth?
Like a tiny little door.
Yes, little mini doors. Okay, bye. Oh. Yeah, Darth, I guess he's in a rush. He had to go.
He's probably got to defeat Luke.
Yeah. All right.
Luke is a Force ghost, by the way.
Who he is now.
Yeah.
I liked him on The Mandalorian. Maybe they'll bring him back. Because everybody wants to see Luke.
Oh, yeah, he was. That was a great scene. The Mandalorian. Oh, that was a great scene.
Yeah, it was really good.
Oh, my God. I don't know how they got him young again.
Magic. I told you. These things are
made
of magic.
Are you going to do the same joke again?
It's not a joke.
About science is magic?
It's not a joke. This is a realness.
Here, let me look it up on my iPhone.
That's made of magic. It's invisible. See?
Now it's right here.
It's not science. Just pretend. No. Oh, is Darth coming back?
Oh, is he back?
No, he's not back.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good one, guys. This was a good fourth episode.
Fourth episode. Yeah, we're really...
Yeah.
We're moving along.
Oh, next episode is number 5. I just noticed that.
I'm excited for this bonus thing you keep talking about.
Yeah. I've been talking about it like all week.
Yeah. All right.
Well. All right. See you later, guys.
See? Oh, is that the new sign-off? See you later, guys. I like that.
Okay.
Bye. That's my...
Two Bros TV Podcast.